Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Today we're talking about different things that you should never say to a contractor you hire to do work at your home. I'm not in a hurry. Being laid back is typically not a problem. It's a good thing to let your contractor know that you're not putting all the pressure in the world on them, but if you tell them you're not in a hurry, it lets them know that they can take their time to do the best job possible. Let's face it, there's a lot of times where contracting projects take longer than you're anticipating, and if you let them know up front that you're not in a hurry, it's just gonna put so much pressure on your thoughts on the back end that you're gonna get anxious and start having some kind of conflict with the contractor. Offering contact info. You may know a lot of people who do roofing or electric work or plumbing, but if you're hiring a general contractor to come in and do a project, don't offer them contact information for anyone else. Most of the time, these general contractors have people that they subcontract through that they know the work that they do, they can warrant the work that they do, and they're comfortable using them on projects. They may not want you to give any other information because they can't guarantee that work or make sure that it's gonna be done in a timely fashion. Why is it so expensive? Contractors make their livelihood by coming in and bidding projects. Their job is to make sure that they're getting you the best possible price they can, but making sure they still have enough margin where they can make the money that's necessary to do their job. If you haven't done any research on the front end, it's probably not a good time to call a contractor in to try to figure out what a price is gonna be because they cannot stand it. If they come in feeling really good about a bid they've got put together for you and the first thing out of your mouth is, I can't believe it costs so much. Complaining about the weather. On basically any kind of contracting project, especially those outside, the weather is gonna be a major determining factor on the timeline of the project that they're getting done. Complaining to your contractor about them not being out there because of any kind of rain or wind or storms going on is definitely not something you want to do. Trust me, the contractor wants to be out there getting the work done, making sure that they can complete the project because that's how they get paid. The faster they can complete a project, the faster they can get onto the next one and make more money. Complaining about the weather holding them up does nothing but frustrate everyone involved and ultimately leads to more tension in the situation. I'll buy my own supplies. So a lot of people think they can probably save money by buying their own supplies to give to the contractor to do the project. But ultimately, that may not be the case. There are some studies that show that people actually end up spending more money on supplies because the contractor may have a deal where they get a better wholesale price on a lot of the things that are necessary before they come out and do the work. Also, contractors have stated many times in the past that when they get the supplies from the person who wants the project done, they may not meet up to code, they may not meet the standards that are necessary to do the project, or they may be really old and unsafe to use. Trust me, you are better off letting the contractor buy all the supplies because they're gonna know exactly what they need and they're gonna make sure they get the best stuff for you. Let's shake on it. You may be a man or a woman of your word and your word is your bond, but contractors get freaked out whenever you say, hey, you know what? I don't need a contract. Let's just shake on it and we're good to go. You absolutely need an agreement in writing for the work that's going to be completed, the timeline they're trying to hit it in, and the price for the project that you know of everything up front. Having everything spelled out sets all the expectations for all parties involved and is a safety net for everyone if anything goes awry. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. I hope you really enjoyed this information on things you definitely should not say to your contractor. If you like the information you heard here, you can also check me out online to follow along to see the videos I post on YouTube or on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram @TheAaronAdvantage and on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.